From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns will continue his series on Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. This epistle sets forth the glorious person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ in a manner designed to increase the believer's love for the Savior and to provide guidance in living the Christian life. Prior to the message by Dr. Cairns, we'll hear a devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as well as some Christ-honoring sacred music. This morning's text comes from Job chapter 40 and verse 4. Behold, I am vile. One cheering word, poor lost sinner, for thee. You think you must not come to God because you are vile. Now there is not a saint living on earth, but has been made to feel that he is vile. If Job and Isaiah and Paul were all obliged to say, I am vile, O poor sinner, wilt thou be ashamed to join in the same confession? If divine grace does not eradicate all sin from the believer, how dost thou hope to do it thyself? And if God loves his people while they are yet vile, dost thou think thy vileness will prevent his loving thee? Believe on Jesus, thou outcast of the world's society. Jesus calls thee, and such as thou art. Not the righteous, not the righteous, sinners Jesus came to call. Even now say, Thou hast died for sinners. I am a sinner, Lord Jesus. Sprinkle thy blood on me. If thou wilt confess thy sin, thou shalt find pardon. If now with all thy heart thou wilt say, I am vile, wash me, thou shalt be washed now. If the Holy Spirit shall enable thee from thy heart to cry, Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Thou shalt rise from listening to this morning's portion with all thy sins pardoned. And though thou didst wake this morning with every sin that man hath ever committed on thy head, thou shalt rest tonight, accepted in the Beloved. Though once degraded with the rags of sin, thou shalt be adorned with a robe of righteousness and appear white as the angels are. For now, mark it, now is the accepted time. If thou believest on him who justifieth the ungodly, thou art saved. Oh, may the Holy Spirit give thee saving faith in him who receives the vilest.
Thank you.
Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little booklet, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel as it is presented by Christ to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for the Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a message called Wonderful Redemption. The text is Colossians 1, verse 14, In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Dr. Cairns emphasized that the theme of redemption is what ties the entire biblical revelation together. Although Adam was created perfectly righteous in every way, his deliberate choice to rebel against God's command corrupted the bias of his will, and plunge the entire human race into the bondage of sin. Only a divine remedy could reverse this catastrophe, and it was found in the sacrificial work of the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Cairns is now emphasizing the elements of redemption. The first of these is freedom. Christ has delivered us from the slavery of sin and has brought us under His kingship. In addition, by His death on the cross, Christ purchased full forgiveness of sin for His people. Then He has brought us out of sin and into the fullness that is in Himself. Finally, Christ has given us a glorious future, the prospect of being with Him forever. And now with today's message, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Is there a sweeter verse in all the Bible than Romans 8, verse 1? There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. Now the devil hates that verse. That's why he comes to you every day to condemn you. Every false gospeler hates that verse. That's why they always trade in gospels, falsely so called, of condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation. None. Do you remember what the Lord Jesus said to the woman they brought before Him, hoping He would condemn her to death? Neither do I condemn thee. If you're a believer in Christ today, just take your stand before God and hear from the right hand of God the voice of Him that sitteth upon the throne. Hell roars in your ears. Satan hisses out his hatred. Reminds you of your own personal ill desert. But here's the voice of many waters. Neither do I condemn thee. That's freedom. It goes even further than that. We're free from the dominion of sin. Now, immediately that gets some people thinking, well, if that were true, would I not be sinless? Now understand what the Bible's saying. I'm not going to go over Romans 6 again. I spent quite a time in Romans 6 not too long ago. So if you want to get the full idea that I'm developing here, you'll just have to go and get the tapes. But starting in Romans 5, toward the end of the chapter. Well, if you start at chapter 5, verse 12, and go right. Let me just back up for a minute. Most people get into trouble understanding Romans 6 because they isolate it from its context. If you go back to Romans 5, verse 12, and work right through, you'll see the context. And the idea here is very clear. We were in the realm of that monarch called sin. That was our position in Adam. But now we're in Christ, and we're taken out of the realm of that monarch called sin, and we're put under the rule and the realm of the monarch called Christ, or personified grace. Referring back to what we preached last week, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son. He has put us under a different monarch. He's brought us into a different realm. We are no longer under law. We're under grace. We're no longer condemned. We're justified. We're no longer aliens. We're accepted. This is what He's saying. This is the freedom of the people of God. Obviously, there is in redemption the idea of forgiveness, the remission of sins. The word forgiveness has the idea of a release, but it's a release of all debt. That, again, in Leviticus 25, was part of the idea of the year of release, the year of redemption, the Jubilee year. There was a total forgiveness of all indebtedness. Our indebtedness to the law of God and to the God of the law was great. But again, Jesus paid it all. We're free from debt. Understand this. This is talking now about not our obligation in upright character to live in obedience to the Word of God. Certainly that continues. This is talking about the obligation of a soul to make payment for past sins and to purchase a way to glory. Listen, he's saying there's nothing to pay. There's nothing to pay. We have forgiveness. Now I want you to step back there and just let that sink in. Because now we come to something that's very, very personal. And sometimes it's very, very sore. There's nobody here this morning but that has a past. Now I'm going to tell you something about yourself. And I know it because I know myself. You're not the person that everybody thinks you are. There are things that you look back on with utter shame and self-loathing. I wish I could change that. And then comes the thought, well, you know, I'm among people who are all so good, and yet I think of me. And I'm so different. The devil's lie. And so often, you go through life with the long, dark, grotesque shadows of the past thrown across your pathway. They bring coldness. They bring fear. They bring shame. And they take away the joy and the power of vital godliness. I want you to stand in front of this text today. In Christ we have redemption. Even the forgiveness, the release. Could I put it very colloquially? God, through Christ, has forever let go of your past. God forever, through Christ, has forever let go of your sin. It's gone. Now, as children, I'm sure it was true in the States, but certainly it was true of us in Northern Ireland. As children, we used to sit in the children's meeting singing the little chorus, "Gone, gone, gone, all my sins are gone. Buried in the deepest sea, that is good enough for me. All my sins are gone." That's what he's saying. We have forgiveness. Freedom. Forgiveness. Aye, but there's a fullness here, because redemption always brings restoration. I've spoken a little about our reinstatement into the full inheritance, but I want you to understand this is not theory just. This is not theology just. This is reality. We are restored. In other words, when Jesus Christ, our kinsman redeemer, redeems us out of the slave market, it's to bring us unto himself and into himself and into all that's in Christ. We are now servants of God, slaves of grace, possessors, as we'll see as we get into the meeting tonight, possessors of the fullness of this redemption. There's a fullness. I'm tempted to turn to a few other scriptures because this idea of fullness is one of the most important in all Paul's writings. If I go on in Colossians long enough, none of us may be alive. It would take so long maybe to get there, but we find here in Colossians he's dealing with the idea of fullness. It's a huge theme for Paul. Christians are not meant to be running always on empty. Think of circumstances. Paul was whipped, he was beaten, he was stoned, he was left for dead. He was imprisoned, he was cursed, he was opposed, he was betrayed. He suffered in his body. That suffering was so much it was the messenger of Satan to buffet him, but he accepted it as a gift from God to sanctify him. Look at all the circumstances culminating in that awful, awful, awful statement to the shame of the early church, at least a large part of it. And my first answer, no man stood with me. And yet when you look at Paul, you read about him, you see him in action, with all these things against him, he never ceases to live in the fullness of his salvation. See, there is such a thing as walking on the water of this world's circumstances with Christ. Peter walked on water. Oh, I know he began to sink, but Peter walked on water. And it takes the same grace as we're going through the circumstances of life with the winds and the waves buffeting us to walk on the top of them. Not because we're superhuman, but because we have a full and glorious salvation in Jesus Christ. And I will only mention the fact that the fourth element in redemption regards the future. Because redemption looks back to where we were. It speaks a lot of where we are. But it reminds us this is not the final stage. It's looking forward to what we will be and where we will be. Redemption carries a pledge. In fact, speaking of redemption in Ephesians 1:14, the Holy Ghost is said to be the earnest of our inheritance. The pledge of that inheritance. And all I say this morning is, the pledge is simply this, that what the Lord Jesus Christ has gained for his people is irreversible. It's irreversible. We'll deal with this a little more fully later. But for now, let's just take this simple truth. We have redemption. And redemption secures our future. Redemption secures our future. It's as impossible for one whom Christ has redeemed perish eternally as it is for Christ himself to perish. Just as impossible. He secures our future in union with His own person. What a security. What an absolute certainty.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.